Good morning. It's Monday. It's 11 minutes after 8. That means it is time to check in and find out what is happening in the sports world. And joining us this morning is Sue Doherty. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Maria. Thanks. Nice to be here, even though it doesn't seem like much of a summer morning. But we know that summer is officially
around the corner.
Right? It's around the corner. We're between spring and summer, but we know something is officially changed because this last weekend was opening ceremonies for baseball and softball. So that marks visually the calendar that whether the weather looks like it's summer or not or spring. So we know summer's out there and everybody's going to be more active, hopefully, than they have been hibernating in their winter domiciles or whatever they, wherever, in school or whatever, but people will be more out and about. And so I just wanted to make sure people knew what was out there, what was available. Because sometimes you have to plan ahead. Like, you don't go do the Prince of Wales Marathon when you find out it's 3 weeks away. So just wanted to give people a heads up about a couple of things, whatever we've got time for.
Okay, go ahead.
So flag football, Ketchikan youth football starts today. Fawn Mountain, 5:30 is registration, and they practice 3 times a week and have games once a week. So if you're interested in flag football, tonight, 5:30, Fawn Mountain, and you can also go to their website get the registration form if you want.
And what ages is that for?
It is from 7-year-olds to 17. So wide availability there. And it's a $25 fee. And any of these things that I mentioned, if you're not sure what the websites are, the rec center on the second page of their brochure has all the contact information for the different organizations, sports organizations in the community. And that brochure is also available online. So if you've thrown away your paper copy, it's a really good resource to see what's out there and go to those websites. So that happens tonight. Studio Max is doing signups starting next week for Dance Mania. So that is, they have different age groups. So they have pre and first grade, second and third, fourth and sixth. And they'll be doing practices and rehearsals to perform at the Giggle Feet in August. What is that?
First weekend in August.
Yeah. Usually. August 2nd and the 31st of July, I believe, are the performances. So if you've already thought about, if you've gone to Giggle Feet and, I wish I would have known. I wish I'd have gotten, some practice in, or my kids would love to do that. The rehearsals and things like that start early. So that registration starts next week. So, and that's through Studio Max. They also have a hip hop for 2nd through 5th and 6th through 8th graders. So if your kids are interested in dance, that's a great way to get your kids moving and be involved in a community event with the Blueberry Festival. May 16th, there's 2 events going on. The Ketchikan Killer Whales are doing a swimathon. So that'll start at 9 a.m. up at the rec center, up at the pool, aquatic center. You can sponsor a swimmer. You can go up and watch. They're going to be doing their laps for several hours, and it's a fundraiser for the Ketchikan Killer Whales. And
do they work in teams, kind of a thing, each kid does laps?
Each kid does laps, and they go around and they get sponsors to donate per lap or a set fee. So it's a fundraiser for the organization, and it's a family event because the kids, maybe they are too young to do the event, might help count laps. So they get the whole family involved, and it takes a while. And I'm not sure how many laps they're trying to do. Sometimes it's like 200. It's a long distance that they're going. So that's going to be happening. So if you want to sponsor a swimmer or just go see what they're doing, that's on the 16th. And also on the 16th up at the rec center, it's Armed Forces Day. And if you bring a flag, you get in free for skating from 5 to 6:45. So those 2 events are May 16th. You can put those on your calendar. The yacht races, they usually start in May. I think they took a little hiatus, but they were back last year. So I couldn't get a whole lot of information on their website, but we should look for seeing Thursday night yacht races. And again, that's another sign that summer's here.
I think there were two groups that formed, one that were more, I guess, casual, and the others that were more
competitive.
Yeah. There we go. So yeah. I'm not sure what they have going this year, but
yeah,
that's something to look into.
Yeah.
And they oftentimes are looking for crew. If
right.
you yourself do not have a yacht,
exactly.
Sailboat, but would like to participate, if you contact the Ketchikan Yacht Club, they can hook you up with a captain, probably.
Exactly, yeah. And so, again, they have a KetchikanYachtClub.com. We'll get you to their link, and you can send them a message if you want to know more what's happening for this season. But it usually kicks off pretty soon. And then, again, back to dancing. Ketchikan Theater Ballet starts their summer classes for 7 years plus old, and the first sessions start June 9th. And let's see. Oh, the first session is June 9th. It's ages 3 plus, so even into adult, there's tap classes, all that, those kinds of thing. And again, that's a good opportunity to practice if you're interested in doing a performance for Giggle Feet. So that starts soon. Panic Island Swim, 8.2-mile swim around Panic. I believe that's August 9th. There's another blog out there that says it's the weekend before, but I believe it is August 9th. But again, that's something that you're not just going to go out and do. So if you're interested, always thought you'd want to do that, you can do it as a solo. You can do a 2- and 4-person relay. And that's a fundraiser for diabetes. And again, they have a website to sign up for that event. Yeah.
And what is that website? Is it like Panic Challenge or something along those lines?
Panic Island. You can Google Panic Island 2015, and it'll get you to the diabetes site that has all the events that are fundraisers.
And this is not easy. I mean, you're swimming around an island in cold ocean water, so you definitely must prepare for this.
You do. You know, most they call it the naked, but naked means with just a swimsuit, not literally naked, but you don't have a wetsuit. But so there are a few people that do it without a wetsuit, but most people have a wetsuit. And, you know, there's a mix of people that do the whole event and then people that break it up into 2- and 4-person teams. That makes it a little more doable for the average Joe without having to train a ton. But it's a really fun, amazing event. But yeah, it takes some logistics. Everybody needs a safety boat or a kayak or some. If you're doing it solo, you have a kayak that accompanies you the whole way. If you have a team, you have your own boat so that each participant can hop in and hop out at a certain point. So it does take some logistics. You can't just sign up the day before, which Ketchikan is notorious for.
That is true.
So plan accordingly. You know, perpetual events, the skate park is open. It's available for skating day and night. Pickleball happens 4 times a week now. Four times a week. They have it during the day, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they've added 2 new time frames, Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8:30, and also Sunday from 2 to 4. So that's an opportunity for the younger group to see what it's all about. The Tuesday, Thursdays are during the day when most young people aren't available. But so those are perpetual events. And then I just kind of wanted to go through some of the running events, just kind of back-to-back flow through the summer. The 9th of May, it's not too far away, that is the Totem to Totem. And there's a lot of people that get inspired, shake off some of their winter pounds, getting trained up to do that first event of the year.
And that is a half marathon, 13.1 miles.
Yeah, it's a half marathon. But again, you can do that as a team, so you can break it up to more realistic distances if you're not ready to do 13.1 miles. And this year, for the first year in a long time, it's going to be in reverse direction. So they're instead of going from Totem Bite to Buggy's Beach, Rotary Beach, it's going to start at Rotary and end at Totem.
Have they done that before?
They have done that before. There was a while that it shifted every year. It went back and forth, but it hasn't happened for a while. So, yeah, it'll be fun to run it in a different direction. I don't know if it's more uphill or downhill, but, yeah, a little difference there. And that's a great tune-up for May 23rd. This is the 14th annual Prince of Wales Marathon. And again, that's an event that you have to have some planning for, that you're going to do it. It can also be done as in relay fashion. So that's out there. It's traditionally Memorial Day weekend, which is a little earlier this year than, you know, the 23rd is about as early as it happens for Memorial Day. Then there's always the Fool's Run at midnight. That's the solstice event. Not sure exactly what day solstice is this.
It's not exactly solstice this year, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Just because of scheduling.
The date was blank. So, but yeah, Fool's Run at midnight, that's always a great event. You could dress up in a costume. It's just a ton of fun, and it has usually great participation and just something different to do. Then there's two fun runs. There's one July 11th at Ward Lake, and that's 5K. And then, of course, the Blueberry Fun Run is August 1st. And that has the 1 mile, the 5 mile, and the longer event, the 10K.
And those, Ketchikan Running Club has a series of runs throughout the summer, and you can go to their website and find out more about the dates on those as well.
Right. It's all listed there, ketchikanrunningclub.com. And then the Deer Mountain Challenge has come and gone, and it is on the schedule this year, August 15th. And that's, you know, the run from Tatsuta's up to top of the mountain. So, again, that's something you want to train for, get some hill repeats in, and so that you can do it when the day rolls around. And,
okay.
And yeah, so just encourage everybody to get out there, do something, get on the bike path. These days are getting longer and nicer, and get more active.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Sue Doherty with the Sports Report. And again, you can find out a lot about the various groups by going to the Recreation Center. They do have a list of all the various organizations, and you can find out their contact info.